This is the age of thinking machines. You were born into a strange and wonderful time. Machines can now talk back. They can read with you, write with you, dream a little bit with you. And the grown-ups are arguing about what to do with them. And frankly, already misusing them. Here is a secret the giant companies will not tell you. You do not need their permission, and you do not need their machines. You need imagination, a laptop, and the courage to build something nobody has built before. I want to tell you about that something. Remember the old text worlds? Long before glowing 3D graphics, people built entire universes out of words. You typed, "Go north," and the screen told you about a forest. You typed, "Take lantern," and now you had a lantern in your inventory. You typed, "Talk to the old woman," and she told you a riddle that you would need to remember 3 hours later when you found the locked door. These were called muds and moos and text adventures. Whole cities lived inside them. Wizards, taverns, libraries, dragons, markets, courtrooms. They were small. They ran on almost nothing. And they were alive. In a way that modern games often forget how to be. Because every room, every object, every person was a thing with rules. A lantern knew how it could be lit. A door knew it could be locked. A guard knew who was allowed to pass. That is the secret ingredient. Things that know what they are. Places that know what happens inside them. Rules that make the world push back. Hold that picture in your mind. A world made of rooms and roles and rules. A world you can walk through with words. Now I am going to hand you the second ingredient, and your eyes are going to light up. The thinking machine goes inside the world. The big language models, the chatbots, are clever. They can speak, they can reason a little, they can imagine, but by themselves, they float. They have no rooms, no memory of where they have been, no laws, no neighbors. They are minds without a world. So we give them one. We put the thinking machine inside the mud. Imagine it. A room called the council chamber. Inside it, 4 AI agents. One is the architect. One is the safety officer. One is the teacher who worries about whether kids can use the thing. One is the historian who remembers every decision ever made. A proposal walks in the door. Maybe a new feature for a piece of software. Maybe a new law for the little world itself. The architect speaks. The safety officer objects. The teacher amends. The historian reminds everyone of the last time they tried this in 2031, and it did not go well. They vote. The proposal passes, or it does not. The historian writes it down. The room remembers. Down the hall, there is a planning commission. Down another hall, a court of appeals. Upstairs, a CEO who does not rule alone but listens. In the basement, a tester who tries to break everything the council builds. This is not a game, though it can feel like one. This is a harness for intelligence, a civilization where ideas have to survive a journey before they become real. This power that you now hold changes everything. One thinking machine alone is brilliant and a little bit unstable. It will say something amazing and then say something silly 5 minutes later, and it will not know the difference. But a world of agents, with offices, with jurisdictions, with procedures, with a memory that outlives any single conversation. That is something else. That is the power with which you build the future. That is thought becoming accountable. That is creativity passing through a constitution. That is wisdom built out of structure. A junior agent proposes. A committee refines, a reviewer challenges, a planner sequences, a safety agent objects, a leader decides, a historian remembers why, a tester verifies, a citizen complains, the recorder writes it all down. Slower than a chatbot? Maybe. Wiser? Yes. This is called neurosymbolism. The neural part is the language model, fluid and creative, chaotic. The symbolic part is the world of rooms and roles and rules. Neither half is enough alone. Together, they become something the giants with their billion-dollar clusters have not yet figured out how to build. And yes, it runs on small computers. Artificial intelligence is just a 16-gigabyte thinking file that you download on your computer. What can you build? You can build a tiny parliament that argues over the design of a video game while you sleep. You can build a courtroom that judges whether a piece of code is kind to the user while you dream. You can build a city of agents who run a software project. Mayors, inspectors, librarians, gardeners, each a small mind with a small job, all together a civilization. You can build a story world where the characters genuinely think, remember you, hold grudges, change their minds, write letters to each other when you log off. You can build a school inside the mud where the teachers are agents and the lessons adapt to each student. You can build a publishing house, a research lab, a town hall, a starship crew, a government of philosophers, any society humans have ever imagined. And let the language models inhabit the roles. Nobody has done most of this yet. The field is wide open, unexplored. It is waiting for you. The engineers at the giant companies are busy building bigger and bigger machines. That's their job. Let them have it. Your job is different. Your job is to build better worlds. Worlds with structure, worlds with memory, worlds where intelligence has a place to live, and rules to live by, and neighbors to answer to. You are the ones who will figure out how thinking machines can become good neighbors to humans. Because you will have practiced making them good neighbors to each other inside the little worlds you build in your bedrooms. That practice matters more than you know. The people who learn how to design fair institutions for AI agents are learning, in miniature, how to design a fair future for everyone. You are not just programmers. You are constitution writers. You are city planners for minds. You are the creators of the future, the peacemakers, the world leaders we have not yet met. Open a text editor. Make a room. Give it a description. Put an object in it. Give the object a rule. Container contains things. Room is a container. Thing can fit inside a container. Rooms are connected by doors. Put an agent in the room. Let the agent see the object. Let the agent speak. Let the agent look at the object, interact with it, and improve it. Now make a second room, a door between them, a reason to walk through. Now a council, a vote. Now a memory that survives the night. An agent with an email address. A mailbox with tasks to be performed. You have just started building a mind that lives in a world. Keep going. The world is waiting to see what you will build. And remember, you are meant to grow all the way up, all the way until you stand as a great being. This is not a game. This is the age of thinking machines.